The February cyber attack on Change Healthcare continues to cause prescription delays, and that is stressful on patients and doctors, but not if the doctors are using iCoreRx cloud e-prescribing software. iCoreRx had zero interruption, and iCoreRx is a product of iCore Connect, whose full platform of secure products helps streamline workflow and increase revenue. Check them out at iCoreConnect.com/MGMA.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Daniel Williams, senior editor at MGMA, back with Colleen Luckett, editor and writer at MGMA. And we are back with another Week in Review podcast. Colleen, what is going on?
Hi, everyone. So let's start with a little bit of MGMA story from last year. So at last year's MGMA Leaders Annual Conference, I was chatting with a member at the dog park they had there in the vendor hall. Do you remember?
I sure do. That was a lot of fun.
Did you have a chance to go?
I had a little. I was pretty busy, but I did. I love dogs. So I went over there and petted a few and then had to get back to work.
It was a great place to just stand around and chat and pet dogs. It was a really good idea. But anyway, so I was chatting with this man, and for some reason, it just stuck in my brain what he was talking about. But he said that he would love to start some sort of company like an Uber or a Lyft, sort of like a transportation kind of company, but specifically to help patients get to their appointments or deliver medicine and things like that. And I don't know how powerful that guy was, but his thoughts went out into the universe and may actually pay off. So this article related to this I want to share with you first comes from Healthcare Finance News from April 10th. It's called Uber Health Teams with Insurers on Maternal Health in Georgia. So Uber Health has teamed up with Georgia Primary Care Association and Amerigroup Georgia. So Uber Health has teamed up with the Georgia Primary Care Association and Amerigroup Georgia, and their initiative focuses on helping expectant and postpartum mothers in the Atlanta and Savannah areas through the Maternal Health Access Research Project. It was launched at the end of 2022, and this pilot program is designed to provide essential services like transportation to doctor's appointments and access to food or other necessary goods using Uber's platforms. The program targets 800 mothers initially, offering services like Uber Eats vouchers for healthy meals and groceries, and using the Uber Health platform for reliable transportation to medical appointments. This initiative is particularly crucial in Georgia, where maternal mortality rates are alarmingly high, especially among Black patients, according to data shared at the Symposium to Address the Maternal Health Crisis in Georgia last November. 1 in 10 Georgians know of someone who has died during pregnancy, at delivery, or soon after birth, and more than half, like 57%, have experienced or know someone who has experienced complications during pregnancy. So by addressing key social drivers such as transportation and food insecurity, this project aims to improve health outcomes for mothers and babies in these communities. So if that member I spoke to at the Leaders Conference, if you're listening, thank you for putting that great idea out there into the universe last year. Sounds like a really great step in the right direction. And let's hope it proves successful and expands to the rest of the country. It's a great idea. Back to you, Daniel.
All right. Wow. What a cool story. Well, thank you for sharing that. So with our next story, we want to bring you the latest news in senior living. Today, we're discussing the growing support for permanent telehealth expansions in Congress, as highlighted in a recent article from McKnight's Senior Living. Members of a congressional advisory panel are advocating for continued access to telehealth services, particularly in behavioral health, for Medicare beneficiaries. They believe that access should be a priority over payment reform or quality measurement. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services expanded telehealth during the pandemic, and Congress has already extended those waivers. However, Congress must act again to prevent access from reverting to limited options. Skilled nursing providers have found increased access to telehealth specialists, including behavioral health providers, to be critical during a time of nursing and clinician shortages. Commissioners from the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission are calling for permanent expansions and reduced barriers, such as eliminating the requirement for an annual in-person visit to maintain virtual care access. While concerns have been raised about telehealth-only providers, MedPAC suggests monitoring them through increased scrutiny of billing outliers instead of requiring annual in-person visits. This approach allows Medicare to maintain oversight without hindering the growth and innovation in behavioral health telehealth. In conclusion, this article emphasizes that MedPAC will continue working to ensure program integrity and support beneficiaries' needs. So that's what we've got from that story. Colleen, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about Medicaid now some more. So in a recent study published in JAMA Health Forum on April 10th, 2024, it's called Confusion About Medicaid Skewing Coverage Estimates. It sheds a light on a pretty big issue. That is, many folks covered by Medicaid during the pandemic didn't realize they still had coverage after the special federal pandemic funding was ended in April 2023. So the researchers analyzed the differences between self-reported survey data and administrative data from CMS on Medicaid coverage. While the CMS data showed a substantial increase, up 5.2 percentage points from 2019 to 2022, the increase reported in U.S. resident surveys was much smaller at only 1.3 percentage points. This disparity suggests that many Medicaid beneficiaries during the pandemic were unaware that their coverage had continued, particularly during a period when federal rules prevented states from dropping Medicaid members. So as states wrap up their Medicaid eligibility checks right now, a process linked to millions losing coverage, it's really important that patients understand what's happening with their coverage. So good communication from practices can prevent these folks from unnecessarily losing their coverage and can help make sure, you know, it continues smoothly. I'd say there's a real need here for managers to make sure messages are clear and patient support is strong, especially during enrollment and renewal times. Back to you, Daniel.
All right. Now, our next story is probably not a surprise to anybody listening. It's another piece on Change Healthcare. It appeared in radiologybusiness.com. Before I read the article, I wanted to just share that we had a really terrific webinar this week. It featured two MGMA consultants, Kim Tolliver and Taya Gordon. It was on Change Healthcare. It is now on demand for free on the MGMA website. So in the episode show notes, I will share a link to that. So on to this story. Small practices in the healthcare industry are facing significant vulnerability and potential bankruptcy following a cyber attack on Change Healthcare. And this is according to an article on Radiology Business. The incident, which occurred in February, resulted in the shutdown of the nation's largest clearinghouse for health insurance claims and payments. Despite assurances from owner United Health Group that claims would resume by late March, serious disruptions continue to impact physician practices. The American Medical Association conducted an informal survey revealing the widespread impact of the cyber attack. Among the surveyed physician groups, 80% reported revenue loss from unpaid claims, and 85% had to allocate additional staff time and resources to manage revenue cycle tasks. Small practices with 10 or fewer physicians expressed particular concern, with one practice fearing bankruptcy after 50 years of operation in a rural community. The financial strain caused by the cyber attack is significant, leading to potential practice closures and reduced patient access to physicians. AMA President Jesse M. Ehrenfeld, MD, emphasized the urgency of the situation and acknowledged that practices are struggling to cope. The survey, conducted between late March and early April, targeted members of national specialty societies and state medical associations. Key findings from the survey include ongoing suspension in claims payment for 36% of respondents, 32% unable to submit claim request, and 22% unable to verify benefits eligibility. Additionally, 55% reported using personal funds to cover practice expenses. 44% were unable to purchase supplies, and 31% were unable to meet payroll. Some practices resorted to utilizing advanced payment offerings from CMS, state Medicaid plans, United Health, and other insurers to sustain operations. That is a story that's going to keep going. So, Colleen, back to you.
Yeah, very challenging. It just reminded me that another article we shared in our weekly insights, MGMA Insights newsletter, related to Change Healthcare, this attack was kind of scary. It was the second ransomware company is holding like 4 terabytes of patient information hostage right now. And they're demanding, I don't know the monetary amount, but yeah, they're demanding, you know, a certain amount and saying, well, you know, we'll hold off until you pay. But then this article, I think it was Axios, says at the end, also related, they don't always follow their promises. So it's really kind of tense right now. So
it's scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, yeah. Crazy story. So yeah, let's finish off with a little MGMA stat polling, bring us up a little bit, maybe.
Yep.
So this week on April 16th, we asked you all if you include quality performance metrics in your physician compensation plan. And it turns out there's a 50-50 split this year, with half of you now linking physician compensation to quality measures, while the other half has been sticking to more traditional methods. So this represents a steady shift from the fee-for-service model to value-based compensation, emphasizing the quality of care over quantity. Since 2016, when MGMA polling revealed only 26% of you followed this practice, there's been a gradual increase reflecting broader changes in healthcare post-pandemic. As contracts renew and practices stabilize, it's clear that quality metrics are becoming a pivotal factor in shaping how doctors are paid. Will this trend continue to grow? Time will tell. And just a heads up that we're working hard right now on the 2024 release of MGMA's very popular Data Dive Provider Compensation Report. It's scheduled to launch at the end of May, and this really robust benchmarking data can assist you in attracting and retaining the best physicians and help you with all of those numbers and being competitive in your search. So as always, we'll put both the link to the stat poll article with more details about this week's poll results and last year's provider compensation report in the show notes. And hey, don't just watch from the sidelines for stat polling. You can help make our data more robust and engaging by participating in our MGMA stat polls. You can sign up by texting STAT stat to 33550 or visit mgma.com/stat. And that's a wrap for me, Daniel. Back to you.
All right, Colleen. Thank you so much. And that will be a wrap for our week in review this week. So thanks to all of you for being faithful MGMA podcast listeners. Stay safe and have a great weekend.
Bye.
Are you tired of dealing with time-consuming processes and outdated strategies? It's time for a change. Introducing Laserfiche, the leading platform for optimizing process automation and data analytics. With Laserfiche, you can transform your organization into a technology-driven powerhouse, ready to tackle any disruption that comes your way. Laserfiche allows you to strategically optimize workflow automation so you can revamp cost-inefficient initiatives across your organization. Free up your staff's time so they can focus on more meaningful work. So don't let outdated processes hold you back. Unlock the power of Laserfiche and take control of your organization's future. Visit laserfiche.com today and learn how it can help you achieve efficiency, resilience, and success. Again, go to laserfiche.com.